You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 479. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a great week, great day.
Definitely, and we appreciate you being listeners. We appreciate your reviews, and we appreciate you sharing the podcast. Without you, we could not grow this industry together as a collective through education. So thank you so much for being a part of this. And also a big special thank you to our sponsors like VideoBlocks. If you produce videos, if you produce a lot of different things, even YouTube videos, you may find VideoBlocks useful. Why? Well, it's a stock video site. There's hundreds of thousands of clips there, a stock audio, motion graphics, waveforms, loops for songs, whatever you want. And right now, if you go to videoblocks.com/drone2016, you're going to save $100 off a subscription, an annual subscription, to not only get all the copyright-free video, but also the copyright-free audio. So make sure you check it out, videoblocks.com/drone2016. Anyway.
That's right, and that's $100 off, so you get both of those for an entire year for $149. Great deal. Check it out.
Definitely check it out. Well, we've got an interesting question today. Not sure that I'm actually the best person to answer this question.
Probably not, but at the same time, yes.
Well, I think we can bring up a lot of interesting points about how to make decisions financially, because all of your decisions in business should be financially based first. In fact, I kind of learned that the hard way.
Well, yeah, that's certainly an important factor, but Paul's sort of being a little self-deprecating by saying that you might not be the best one to answer this, and you'll understand why when you hear the question. But we're thinking this is a good question because this is the environment we're in. There's a lot of new stuff coming out, and so everybody's wondering, what the heck do I do? I've got something that I think is working, but man, that new thing looks pretty cool.
It's like the new iPhone. Do I get the new iPhone? Mm-hmm. Do I not get the new iPhone? Personally, for me, am I an Apple user? Yes. Did I buy the new phone? Nope. No, I don't plan on it either.
Yeah, well, you had the phone just before the new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously goes into these kinds of decisions.
The same phone that your 14-year-old son has, Rob.
Yeah, I know. Please don't get me started. We make mistakes in life, people. What can I say?
It is funny, though, to hear you go through these parental problems of cell phones. You want to know something funny? Maybe you'll find some joy in this. When I went to Thanksgiving with Sarah's uncle and aunt, they've got a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old. And I was like, hey, can I get the Wi-Fi password? I really want to work on some stuff. You know, I know I should.
I don't want to interact with you guys. I'm going to go work over here.
Are you surprised by that, Rob?
Mind if I use the recliner?
And he's like, teens plus Wi-Fi equals hairy monkeys. Like, so that was his Wi-Fi.
That's pretty good. That's creative.
Yeah, I mean, there was another one.
Hairy monkeys. I'm wondering what that's code word for, because he has something else in his mind, I can assure you.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe that was just the podcast-friendly version.
I gotcha. I'm a little slow on the update.
It's okay. Right. Let's get to this question.
I am so going to burn for this, but I want swag. So here I go. Hello, Drone You. My name is Keenan, and I have a question about how often you replace your drones. I saw on an earlier podcast that you mentioned how often you had to change your batteries, but what about the drone itself? How often do you buy a new drone? Thank you, and thank you for all that you do. So burning. It's all your fault.
And we're going to name you. That was Keenan. And we do thank you for the question, Keenan. If you hear this podcast, you're going to recognize that question is something that you asked actually a few months ago, but just again, felt very relevant for now. And we didn't answer it back then because I think it's something that we addressed relatively recently based on that timing. By the way, if you guys have a question, do like Keenan, go to askdroneyou.com, send that in, and we'll get it on the air just as soon as we can. You guys are what makes this thing go. So please get those questions off your mind and into your computer and over to us. But you know, it is an interesting question in the sense that right now we're dealing with a lot of different things coming out. And so we've got the Inspire 2, obviously the P4 Pro, even the Mavic relatively recently. And so people that have the P4, for example, they're wondering if they need to upgrade that. And I don't know, what do you say to them? I know that you say you're not the best one to answer, and that's because you just want to go buy it all. One of the reasons for that is part of Drone U.
Yeah.
We kind of need these things.
Well,
but I think even without Drone U, you'd probably go buy all this new stuff.
Well, I don't know about that. Because when the Inspire 1 came out, I flew it a bunch in the spring of that year. What was it, 2015? And I didn't end up buying one or getting one until September. So
yeah,
it's true and it's not true. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I definitely want the coolest new thing, but I look at it more of a sense of like, what does my competition have? How can they potentially one-up me? Could they potentially one-up with me if I had the newer gear? Because like, there is no one in this state, and I'm not trying to say this. Let me put it to you this way. After flying with many of the people in this state, everyone who's quote-unquote trying to be an industry leader, anyone who's in a drone business, there is not a smoother pilot in the state of New Mexico.
Sure.
By far. So I think to myself a lot, like, how could these guys rip business from under me? Because it happens, and I rip business from under them all the time. But you ask yourself, what is it going to take to provide quality that's so good you don't have to talk about the competition? Quality so good people come to you without you having to put yourself out there.
Right.
You know, quality so good. Anyone else who says like, oh, well, I know someone with a drone, like, but, and the client goes, oh, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know, you've got the market on tap, and maintaining that is extremely difficult. But that being said, this is, you know, buying a new drone is a part of this process, this cyclical nature of your business. And I think,
right,
you know, we talked, if you remember a few podcast episodes ago, I mean, I know we're in almost 500 now, but if you do amortize the cost of a new vehicle, so let's say, in fact, I posted in the Drone U community, and it's not out there on the internet, but I posted, what would it actually cost, you know, to break down the Inspire 2 and the Phantom 4, have it as a commercially viable product? What do I mean by that? I mean, you've got it in a case. It's ready to go out the door any second, fully loaded with redundancies on everything, multiple batteries, you know, all that. So right. What is the true cost, you know,
sure, of upgrading? Sure, you're all set up.
Yeah. And then a lot of people were like, well, you know, the Phantom 4 versus the Inspire 2, you know, like, should I really order the Inspire 2? And we haven't ordered it yet.
Well, and so when you talk about competition and what they're able to do relative to what you're able to do from an equipment standpoint, and does that equipment, for example, get them over the hump? So if you're competing skill-wise and they don't necessarily match up, to say the least, but this new piece of equipment moves them much, much closer.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously that's when you have to start thinking about it. But for example, going from the Inspire 1 to the Inspire 2, the Inspire 2 is pretty awesome and it has some really cool features.
It does.
But it's probably not going to give somebody enough to where you need to go buy one. You can still use your Inspire 1.
I think the price point spread is large enough that most people are going to continue on the Phantom series. But I also think that's what DJI wants, because look how often they put new Phantoms out. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Very much the Apple model, whether anybody wants to admit that or not.
I think it's more aggressive than the Apple model. They put out 3 new Phantoms last year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's more than a phone every September, you know, whatever it is. I know
sure.
Sometimes Apple does the spring and September. But anyway, that being said, I think you bring up a good point. Where are you skill-wise and matched-wise? What can you actually get in the Phantom 4 Pro versus the Inspire 2? Because they're the same imaging sensor.
Right.
Right? So a lot of people are like, well, why would you want the Inspire 2? For me, it comes down to two things. Flexibility and practicality. Mm-hmm. And those are one thing. Meaning I can fly in windy days. I can get really awesome stuff. I'm going to have a little bit longer
flight
faster. Time. Fly way faster.
So if you're doing a lot of subject tracking, extreme sports. So really, a big part of this decision comes down to what are you going to be using it for?
Correct. Because if you're going to be using it for high-level productions, you have to have the Inspire 2. People will look at you like, did you just bring a Phantom on set?
Or at least the Inspire 1.
Yeah, or right. At least the Inspire 1. Yeah. So you don't get the props in the shot. You can move at high speeds. Essentially, the big difference between the Phantom 4 Pro and the Inspire 2 is what you can do. What camera movements can you do? And let me break it down really quickly. Phantom 4 Pro, right? If you're using the app, just like you would the Osmo or the Inspire, in the Inspire, you can move the camera 360 degrees with your finger.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a big deal.
You can't do that with the Phantom. So if it's really windy and you pop an Inspire up and you're still not even smooth on the sticks, right, as long as you put your finger on the screen and move the camera around, you're still going to get really beautiful stuff.
Sure. Sure.
Anyway, that being said, the Phantom 4 Pro, you can't do that. The Phantom 4 Pro, if you want to fly fast, you're probably going to get props in your shot. But the Phantom 4 Pro is also going to be the competitive advantage and difference when an architect or a construction site manager asks you to map their construction site. They need a topo. You can't do it with the Phantom 4. I mean, you can, but you don't get really good, accurate data. It's just not there. With this new CMOS sensor that is a DSLR sensor, we're now going to have that detail to get much more accurate maps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, camera-wise, is the Inspire 2 way better? Yes. For anyone else, though, I don't really think so.
So to clarify, the Inspire 2 camera you're saying is way better than the P4 Pro?
No. I'm saying that the P4 Pro camera is way better than the existing cameras that are out there, including the Inspire. But the Inspire 2 has the same camera as the Phantom.
Okay.
The thing is, with the Inspire 2, you can upgrade the cameras. So, like, I'm sure there's going to be a Z4S, not the X4S, but the Z4S, so that it's zoom with the bigger sensor.
Right.
But I'm really pissed because DJI said that we were going to have an upgradable platform, and it's definitely not upgradable. The Inspire 1 is not going to be upgradable in any way to the Inspire 2.
Well, and again, if they are following Apple's model, Apple does not have any sort of upgrading ability within a particular unit, and they've designed it that way.
Yeah, totally. I think it, again, if you're, remember what we talked about discussion-wise yesterday, not on the podcast, but in the office, about perspective, and there's always like two perspectives, right? You could look at this from a business standpoint and say, well, should I get a new drone every year? Should I amortize it every year? The answer is yes. Do I need it for competitive reasons? That's questionable. You know, you got to debate that. But then you look at your tax liability, mm-hmm, and you think to myself, oh, wow. Well, I've had $160,000 go through my account this year. That's a lot more than normal.
Yeah,
what's my tax liability going to be like? How can I mitigate the tax liability?
Right. And buying cool stuff is one great way to do that.
Buying drones reduces your tax liability.
That's right.
So for those of you who love to buy equipment, it's funny. I got a friend who he's got a tech business, and he buys as much gear as possible to write off as much as he can.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't want to buy for the sake of buying, particularly if you're going to buy something that's going to sit over in the corner. You're not gaining by doing that. You need to buy stuff that you need. You don't want to buy stuff just to save whatever 20, 30, 40% in taxes, because then you've lost 60, 70, 80%, right? That doesn't make much sense. But it is.
It depends on your tax strategy. Some people are just trying to zero out.
Some people just want an excuse to buy cool stuff.
That's true too.
And so that's fine. But anyways, no, you're absolutely right. That is a good reason to at least look at buying new stuff. But so if you're, I mean, it's a difficult question to answer in some sense, because it really depends on one's individual circumstances. So for example, if someone's still flying a P3, maybe it was okay to not get the P4, and I'm just being hypothetical, I could be way off. But now that there's the P4 Pro, there's enough of a gap for what they are doing to where it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Yeah,
those kinds of analysis.
I think anyone who runs a business and uses a Phantom, if they don't upgrade to a P4 Pro, they should soon.
Even if they have a P4.
Oh, yeah. Because the competition now has a one-up on you, and they didn't have to do anything skill-wise.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they can offer a higher resolution photo for the same price, and you can't even offer that because you don't have it.
Right.
And then when the client calls you and says, hey, well, you know, they've got a Phantom 4 Pro, and you know, that takes 20 megapixel images and you only do 12, and we really want the best because we're going to large format print this on a billboard. And, you know, can you get that this week, you know, or something? And chances are no, you know. So.
Yeah, and that's a difficult analysis because, frankly, a lot of people, I mean, so you might have a competitor who's marketing that they can do 20 megapixel pictures or images. Mm-hmm. And the end user may not even know what that means, but it sounds good, especially compared to year 12. Psychologically, that's going to make a difference to that client potentially. And that's just something that's you got to deal with.
Yeah.
It's reality. And so that might force you to do something.
Totally. Totally. Anyways. I think it comes down to where is the competition? Does it add significant value? And then what? How often can you use it? I mean, really, those three things, because that's the differentiators between the equipment. So I think the answer to Keenan's question is every year, 12 months from the point that you buy your drone, because you should be saving a certain amount of money every single month. I mean, that's what that means, to buy a new drone so that every 12 months, you know that they're going to launch something at the end of the year, every year, and then they're going to show it off at CES in January, and then they're probably going to launch something new at NAB, which they do every year, which is why I go to those conferences and not all the other BS ones that are all over the country that only have 100 people, because we care about what's relevant. And so many people at these drone conferences are focusing on things that happened this last year. And it's like, in order to progress ourselves, we can't look back too much, but rather look forward. I mean, looking back to make decisions ahead is great.
Right.
But you can't drive if you're stuck at looking in the rearview mirror all the time.
That's deep.
It is deep. And on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.